Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the Uranus Happens Show live on Blog Talk Radio, powered by eAstrologer.tv. I'm Ernesto. I'm your host, and we will be with you guys for the next hour doing some free live Uranian astrology and psychic medium readings. I do have Veretta here on the line with me. Veretta, go ahead and say hello. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you. Say hello. Hello.
Perfect. And our audio is working, so we do want to thank everybody for coming out to join us tonight. We will get off to our phone lines in just a moment here to take everybody's calls. Just wanted to talk about a couple of things. So, like, one of the things that you hear me talk about quite often here on this show is, like, I'll mention this character, we'll call him, or the personage in somebody's life story known as a special friend, right? Like, this is something that you hear me refer to a lot. And generally, when I'm using that term, I'm referring to somebody who is going to enter a relationship a little bit later in life. So it's not really the whole hokey boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing where it's that Hallmark, you know, gift card aisle, you know, like, we don't do that. So what I've actually had the experience recently about meeting a special friend, and what this refers to in my experience is it's just a person, you know, it's like really truly any person off the street who's just kind and steady and they're there for you, somebody that you can just get to know and have a conversation with. There's really sort of no ulterior motive or agenda. There are truly no expectations in any of it. It just kind of happens. And you know what? It's actually pretty refreshing. What you'll find with a special friend, that this is the type of relationship in your life that that just comes very naturally to you, and it makes you feel safe. You don't have to, you know, you don't feel like that you have to behave a certain way or go into that defensive mode.
Yeah. Well, it does. Gives you another reason why you don't have to get caught up in the categorization or the characterization of, you know, certain people, how to feel about certain people, what to do, what to look for. You're right. It's so much, much more freeing.
It really is. And it's, and when I refer to that particular character in somebody's life story, we've obviously reached a point in life where this person is entering the game a little bit late, but at the same time, we're so mature in terms of our own human experience that we don't have to have this sensationalized cliche relationship that we think we need to have. Those days are long gone. We're just very happy to, you know, have somebody to go out to coffee with every so often. Like, that would be great in and of itself. Like, it doesn't have to be this big, fancy, you know, sweeping gestures and movements. It's nothing like that. It's really simple. And that's the person that I'm referring to when we talk about you have a special friend coming down the line. It's just supposed to be casual. It's supposed to just be fun. It's not supposed to be expectations and, you know, intimacy and all of that kind of stuff. The real intimacy actually is just having a conversation, because we're so starved for attention that that's really, I think, about as good as it can get.
Well, and if you look at intimacy in that aspect of the word itself, that conversation would be pertaining to very private, you know, very maybe sensitive topics in regards to us. And so, no, we don't find friends like we can talk to everybody about anything in our life so much anymore. That whole dynamic has changed. Has been changing, and I think the tide eventually killed it during the pandemic and the phase of people just have learned to habitate alone easier and not again, so accustomed to feeling the need or the pressure. Now, this isn't all. There are many cultures and many people that are still this way, but it's when you're looking at future generations, no, they're not going to be guided by the old routine of, you know, give yourself away, body, mind, and soul to someone and for the rest of your life. And then the flip side is, you know, be vulnerable and all the rest of it. So, yeah, no, those kind of days of that kind of friendship, that special friendship, I can see how you can term that a special friend, because it's just a little extra something associated to that relationship.
And, you know, a really key characteristic about that relationship is the fact that both of you just kind of understand that We're more than friends, and it'll lead to something. We don't really care what that is, and we're not going to focus on it. You just both know this, that it's like, this is like a, you are like a spouse to me, and I don't get that, but that'll unravel itself with time.
Well, it will. And then is that has nothing, and that when you call that kind of friend, now we're crossing the line from an emotional, chemical, conditioned characteristic of what we call being in love to what a spiritual reference to the unconditional aspect of loving can be. And that is you're not putting labels, restrictions, drama into a relationship or a friendship. You're just letting it be what it's going to be. And that's where, you know, when you have two people that can live in that world together, that's where a lot, and there are so many couples that, you know, you could find like that, but that's where you find great things that happen.
Yes. And so it's something to wrap our minds around. That's just a little bit different than what we're used to. So I know a lot of us, when I say like, oh, there's a new relationship coming down the line, like you may think to yourself, are you crazy? That just sounds so off. It's not who I am. Well, that's because the relationship that you're looking for, it's what you want and it's right for you. It's just, you don't have the information to be able to process that yet. You know, it's kind of like the whole analogy about like, when Christopher Columbus arrived, you know, with the three ships, the natives didn't know what the ships were because they didn't know what that looks like. They just knew that there were ripples in the water. So you'll start to see the signs and know it for yourself. So just pay attention to what's happening internally. Your body really knows a lot more than what you give it credit for.
Yeah, that's indeed true.
So I just want to shift gears here before we head off to our phone lines tonight. We're now looking at our YouTube stream, if you're watching that at all. This is going to be our this is our transits that are out in the sky. We don't normally pay a whole lot of attention to this just because unless if it's really, really slow moving, it's pretty much going to affect every person on the planet. But just as this is just a little bit of advice that I noticed from me to you, notice those green circles that I put on the screen right now. You have Pluto, you've got Admetos, you've got Mars, and you've got Jupiter. Now that Mars, I've drawn an arrow, so when it gets closer up to this Aries point at the top at 0 degrees, then that's really going to be a restriction or, you know, some shortages of work, and that's also more importantly going to bring shortages in money. So I know we've had a lot of conversations on the show here about people who are going to be moving away and, you know, going into new foreign lands and exploring all of those kinds of things. But the reality is that while all of that is still true, money's going to be a little bit of a strain. It may not hit you personally, but at a global level, every soul on the planet will just feel a little bit pressured in their pocketbook. So this is to say, don't do stupid things right now, because since we know that that's going to be happening to everybody, that they're going to feel that little bit of strain, the distress can be avoided. You know, that it doesn't have to turn into despair. I want to give you the option now that if you feel like you're bleeding out of the pockets, it's because you are, and it will get worse if you don't put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. So this is one of the nice things about astrology, that we can kind of give people a little bit of a warning about this. Now, before we get off to our phone lines, just want to let everybody know who's in queue right now, who wants to speak to us. We would love to speak with you, and do us a favor, take some notes as we're having this conversation with you, so you can capture any initial impressions or sort of, you know, how our reading is in alignment with what you were thinking or where you are in life right now. And when you're done, wherever you're watching us, if that's on Facebook, YouTube, BTR, wherever, leave us a comment. You know, we'd love to hear that feedback from you guys. It's really great when we hear from you. So without further ado, we are going to get off to our phone lines here, and we are going to start off with our caller here from area code. Let's see. Let me get that all up. Area code 703. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happens Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Whoops.
Yes,
my name is Andrea.
Andrea, okay.
My birthday is 1-17-63.
1-17-63. And what time were you born, Andrea?
I think 12:10 p.m., I believe.
Perfect. And where were you born?
Boston.
And Andrea, would you like a general reading today, or do you have a question about an issue?
I do actually have a question.
Okay, what is that?
Well, I lost my job, unfortunately, about 3 weeks ago, and I have a job offer. I was supposed to start, I guess, October 1st. I'm not really – I'm taking it because I have to. I don't really want it, but I have a couple of interviews. I have one today, another one on Monday. Do you think something else would come better than this particular job?
Sure. All right, let's take a look at that one. Veretta, what you got?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Andrea. I want to say yes, more is to come. However, it may be outside of your comfort zone where your money is concerned. So I'm kind of getting the impression this one is, or there is something, whether it's the one that you're referring to or in the next two interviews, whatever, the aspect of having to take that may really bear a heavy load on you. I am not sure so it certainly won't interrupt you getting another job if you were to take it. Let's say you were to take it in between, wait for the one you really want, is what you're going to probably be looking at. Now, here's the thing about that. When I focus into that direction, everything has a reason. You got to remember that, Andrea. Even this, too, would have a reason that you would meet someone that you very much would want to meet. Now, I don't know if you were hearing what Ernesto was saying about a special friend, but I kind of think that's exactly what this may entail. And so I think really, but see, it still doesn't say you won't get that other job. I'm just getting that you may just need to meet this or not a So, you know those times where you get the feeling like it's really going to benefit you in the long run, but it was a really crappy way to get it to you kind of way?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those times. So, having that been said, let's give it to Ernesto and see what he may tell you. And hopefully it's going to give you a little more detail on what's going on. Are you ready, Ernesto?
Okay.
Yes. So, okay. Andrea. I absolutely agree with Veretta that the reason that, you know, this job is happening is because there is a special friend on the horizon. So, like, there's a reasonable expectation based on what I'm finding in your chart here that that you have a new relationship that's going to be coming to your life, and this is going to be work-related. So that's going to be, like, the environment or the place that you would meet them. So I do think that the relationship that you're going to be going into, it's going to be a pretty significant one. It may not seem that way at the beginning. It's going to seem just kind of casual, like a coworker kind of thing. But, you know, you're going to find out that there's some real serious depths there, you know, and, like, emotional depths. And it's going to feel good. It's just going to feel, you know, like, that, like what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, that's kind of what the energy that you're going to be bringing in with this new relationship person. And that's the reason why you're going to be doing this job. As far as the job itself and sort of what's going on with that, I do think that, you know, there are going to be other job opportunities, and you're probably going to have, like, other interviews or offers or things like that. You'll get other phone calls for other positions. This job in particular, the one that you called us about today, again, that relates to a relationship. And I don't think that one's necessarily going to stick around for very long, because once you meet that person, then that's going to kind of be that'll fulfill the contract that you had with this company. So then you're just able to move on to the next thing. Veretta, do you pick up on that too?
Pretty much that just described exactly the way it felt. So...
Funny. You're talking about the job that's supposed to start in October. That job, is that we're talking about?
That's
yes,
the one where that
one.
Special friend
yeah.
is coming from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But and that job is going to go away. It won't last forever. And once you meet that person, you're just going to know, okay, I'm done. I'm out. I'm ready for the next thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a tremendous bad job. It's just the benefits are terrible. They have no PTO.
Yes.
I mean, it's just overall bad.
Yes. And
right.
It'll be full of stress a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be fun stress, though, I will say that. You know, like, you're
oh, yeah.
probably going to feel battered and abused on a daily basis, but you're going to love it.
And most due to the fact that most likely the friend is really going to be what makes it almost enjoyable enough to keep hanging around and see what happens next. But you won't stay there.
Yeah, I'm going to keep up putting on my resumes and, you know, job stuff. I mean, I could not take this job and just go for unemployment, you know, go that route till I get something, but not $300 a week. So that's just not really an option. So
no doubt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, I had an interview today. I have another one Monday. I mean, the one on Monday isn't kind of like more my wheelhouse. It's a real estate office, but the money's not great, but they have better benefits. So we'll just have to kind of see, you know, where that one goes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, Andrea, so, well, be sure to give us a call back and let us know how it turns out. And
I will absolutely do that. Yeah.
On social, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. Thanks
thank
so much
you.
For calling. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay.
Until next time.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, and we are going to take our next caller here, who is going to be from area code 231. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happen Show. May I have your name and date of birth? Hello? Okay, I guess we just lost them. So let's get to our next one, area code 631. Here we go. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happen Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Hi, Suzanne, 10560, and I applied for a food service job. Do you see me getting it?
Okay, Suzanne, you called us before, right?
Yes, a while ago.
Okay, perfect. All right, got it. Let me pull you up here. Suzanne, and you were born 10560 at 10:20 or at 7:25 p.m.?
Yes, a.m.
A.m. Okay, all right, that makes a difference. So, got it. And so let's take a look at that food service job. Right at what you got?
Oh, righty then. Are you sitting down? So this is the thing I'm going to say. You're not going to get it, but you're going to be thankful you didn't get it. It wouldn't have been, and it's not unfriendly. Is this like at a school place?
Yeah, do you see me getting another job? I have one, but my soul is just not into it. I'm looking for something else closer to home and something different.
Yeah, okay. Keep looking for that. I mean, like, really give yourself permission to say, I can let go of this old junk and move forward and jump on whatever you find that kind of looks somewhat appetizing, because you really are qualified for it, even though in your mind maybe you don't think, or in the past you've been treated like you haven't been qualified for anything that you really thought you were qualified for. But this may be one.
Do you see me getting anything for October? Or?
Yeah, let's see, 3 weeks? Are we in? Yes, 3 weeks. I would say that's in October.
Do you know what kind at all, or any of the things I don't know?
Communications most likely is going to be something that comes the quickest for you, whether it's something you know how to do or not or would need to be trained for, doesn't matter. It just seems to me like it'll be something that's going to be offered and very appealing as far as the, you know, the time or the hours, benefits, whatever.
Oh, I applied for another food service at a different place, another school.
Okay, keep trying for that thought, but like I said, I think something else is going to come sooner in the meantime, but let's let Ernesto look at that, and he may be able to give you more detail.
Okay, sure. Yeah, let me take a look at this one. So, Suzanne, you've already been putting in for jobs. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, now would you say that your biggest concern at this point in time is to get yourself employed?
No, I have a job. You know, it pays okay. I just don't like the position. I'm looking for something different and something closer to home.
Yeah, I actually see you doing like remote work. I would be surprised if you ended up in a school. I mean, a school I think would be okay. I mean, as far as like, just for the sake of having a job, but that's not your soul. That's not where you're going to find your fulfillment or your enjoyment. I think that's just more of, you know, like something that looks good on paper. And you think that maybe I might like to try it, but it's going to really turn into a danger zone pretty fast. And you're going to realize, oh, this is not great. I should have really thought this out. And then you don't know how to get yourself out of it. So I think as far as like,
Should I just stay where I'm at then?
In the current position that you're at, yeah, that would probably. Are you working from home currently?
No, I don't want to work from home. I want to be around people. I'm working at a school.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think that staying in the current position that you're at would be fine, that's probably going to be about the best choice for you. You know, it's like the new job, you don't know what that is. And I do agree with Beretta that there is something telecommunications related. It's something you've never done before. So that's the job you're going to want to keep an eye out for. And then, but, you know, until you see that, and you'll know when you see it, just keep staying where you're at right now. I think trying to find greener pastures would end up, would backfire on you, and it would just turn into more regret than anything else.
Okay.
But yeah,
all right, thank you.
It'll be brand new. Look for university level positions. You know, like if you want to talk about like education, that's really where you're gonna, I think, be the happiest, is someplace like a junior college or a university, or you know, doing some entry level position there as opposed to doing it in a public school. I think in a public or a K-12 setting would just be really challenging for you mentally, whereas like the college setting, that's going to be more of what you're looking for. You're looking like for that enlightenment and that truth sort of thing. So a college campus would be where you would find that.
Well, I don't want to teach or anything. I just want to have a job till I retire and talk to people. I'm not looking to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no,
but
I totally understand.
I don't get into teaching either.
No, it's not.
But
it's like, you know, back
like
office.
A resource. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great to have you, Suzanne. Be sure to give us a call back and let us know how it turns out. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Until next time. Good night. Okay. And we are going to take our next caller here. And this is going to be, let's see here, from area code 570. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happens Show. May I have your name and date birth?
Yes, Kayla.
Kayla, all right, let's take a look here. I know you've given us a call before. Got you. Now, Kayla, do you have a question about something, or would you just like a general today?
I was wondering if you could tell me anything on my pregnancy.
Okay, all right, sure. Beretta, let's take a look at that one.
Okay, I need you to take a breath, and as you exhale, Kayla, I want you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you exhale, I want you to think the bottom of your feet. All right. So you're in a position of having to make a choice. And one of the things I would say is if the worst case scenario, if this is fear-based, just because of information you've been told, then whatever the information that you're being given may not be accurate or 100% correct. Now, here's the second part of that. Baby girl is going to be gold. You just got to give her time to incubate and stay there a little longer, just a little longer, as long as you can possibly stretch it out, get off your feet or whatever it is that you're supposed to do.
Okay.
To the point enough?
Yes.
Ernesto, can you give her more? Your
sure,
energy
okay.
Just picked up right there. Was that something you wanted to hear?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Ernesto.
Okay, I'm taking a look here, Kayla, to see what pregnancy looks like. I'm running two formulas on your chart, Moon Venus, which is one of them that has to do with pregnancy, and Moon Jupiter, which also deals with pregnancy. So they're both just, you know, basically two sides of the same coin, but we take a look at everything to see where it's falling on your chart to get a more clear answer as to your question. So when we look at this one, and I'm sorry, that's not correct. So there we go. When we look at this in terms of what's happening in your life with pregnancy right now, let's see here. So it'd be about like there, we'll say. Okay. Now, are you, Kayla, are you in a position where you are unsure as to whether you should keep the baby?
Yes.
Okay. Well, What I is now is the reason why you're worried about keeping the baby, is this due to an illness?
No.
Are there complications involved at all?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Great. So then with that information, you just need to, you really, I mean, and I hate to sound like a broken record here, but really just focus on yourself, you know, like that's, if we're going to talk about that, there's like a psychosomatic roadblock that's kind of been put up and throughout this entire process, it has to do with the fact that like, you're just sort of second guessing yourself if this is something that you want. And the reason why you feel this way is because it's the result of what happens from your lack of self-care. So, I mean, it's like, if we're going to talk about alchemy here and what you can do to make yourself feel better, just keep doing things on a regular basis that improve yourself. And then you'll find that a lot of those thoughts, they'll just kind of dissipate and go away. Your baby was going to be healthy. Everything's going to work out great. I do agree with Retta that, you know, the baby just needs more time. And, you know, if there's concerns about whether or not you personally are able to handle the baby on your own, I will say this, there are some really terrific resources in your environment, like people who are willing to help and do everything that they can to make sure that you are successful in this. You don't have to go this alone, that you really do have a lot of allies in this entire process. So I don't want you to feel down on yourself about that you're not going to make it, because you will. You just have to remember that you have to reach out, and that people can't read your mind unless if you actually tell them, you know, this is what I need to have happen.
Right.
And they won't be as hostile as you're thinking they may be in the long run. That's going to smooth itself out. Okay. Just give her a little bit longer to hang, and you will determine what the right answer will be, and you'll be fine. Don't agonize over this. Remember, everything happens for a reason, Kayla, as well as children pick us to come to for what they need. And that includes if they know that we can't have them, be it through hardship or health issues or for whatever reason, if all they need is a touchdown and a vacate, then that's enough. Everything happens for a reason. And baby is okay with whatever choice you make. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thanks for calling us, Kayla. Be sure to let us know how it turns out. We'd love to have you on the show. Thanks for calling us tonight. Take care, and until next time.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, and we are going to get to our next caller here, who is going to be from area code 770. Hi, you're on the Uranus Happen Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Hi. I'm calling for my grandson. His date of birth is 9/19/2006. At 10:02 p.m.
At 10:02, all right.
Eastern,
Atlanta,
Georgia.
Right. And I'm sorry, what was your name? Just so I can get this in my records here.
What? I'm sorry.
What is your name, so I can put this up on the records here?
Oh, his name is Lawrence. You want my name or his name?
No, your name.
My name is Maddie.
Maddie, okay.
I spoke with you before, but I was
calling
for my
grandson.
Yeah,
it's been a while. I remember you, Maddie. It's been like forever.
Yes.
You were one of almost our original people to call the show. So this is like a big
deal. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad that you're still around. You know, the pandemic ripped everybody away from me, so I'm always really happy when I can connect with old friends.
Oh, yeah, I'm still around,
okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Maddie, so I got Lauren's chart up here on here for you. So would you like a general reading for Lauren today, or do you have
yeah,
a question
general,
for us tonight?
Yeah, a general, yeah.
Sure. Okay, Veretta, take it away.
Okay. It's going to be more of the same, but right now we're in the same of what I have said or we've said previously. But right now he's in it isn't like an act out kind of thing maybe just yet. crisis situation, crisis zone. Either he's hit walls recently or the information he's received of late has kind of thrown him into a tailspin. And so he's going to kind of have to right himself with that. And once he does, he's going to be okay, Maddie. You got to just know that sometimes you just bubble him up and give him the guide and just know that he's going to be all right. You don't know how, you don't know when, and really you maybe don't want to know the detail, but he's going to be all right. Okay?
Okay.
If the rule of this where our hearts are concerned when it's so vulnerable to being hurt, you know, you got to boundary up and take care of yourself and not allow anything to make you vulnerable to his plight. Do you understand what I'm saying?
If most
you have
definitely.
To say no, yeah, okay.
Yes. Yes, I
all
definitely
right.
understand
so
that.
It's
yes.
absolutely okay to do that, Maddie. And the more you reinforce that with love, the better he will know that you mean it. A, you'll mean it. He'll stop asking. He'll start coming at you. And he'll also maybe start to look at himself a little bit quicker. Because he won't any longer get the same result. So I'm going to let Ernesto see if he can give you a little bit more detail. And just hang in there, honey, with him. Hang in there. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Ernesto?
Okay. Yeah, Maddie, I'm taking a look at his chart right now to see what's happening. Would you say that in his past, did Lauren have problems where he may have been damaged, scarred, affected, we'll say in a general sense, that there was a loss, a death, particularly somebody who may have been killed that was, you know, relatively close to them?
No one... No, not that I know of, no. No one that was killed, a death that was close to him, no.
Because, you know, like, there's some, does he work in medicine? Or is that an
interest? No, he's only a kid. He's only 16.
Right. I, the reason I'm asking is because it's like there's like he's got like the Sun Hades node Pluto. So, you know, that's, you know, like to be connected with somebody who's disabled or, you know, possibly you're disabled yourself. And, you know, these are connections that you make personally that change you. So and I'm wondering if, you know, this may be related to a death because he's got like this Saturn Neptune ascendant down here, which is like some relatively difficult planets about sickness. And I think that, you know, like that they're. His physical health may be affected by this. You know, he may be going through some health troubles right now. And there's some things that would like that, or, you know, also that his home environment may not be the best. I really get the sense that like Lauren's going through like some anger issues and that it's, you know, like it's almost like teenage kind of issues. But it's taking not a great effect on him because he's at a really critical phase in life when the brain is very much developing and deciding what it wants to do with itself. And because that tissue is so malleable, you know, we really want to take advantage of that growth pattern while we can. So, like, you know, Maddie, I'm going to tell you now, like the conversation you were just having with Beretta, if you can take it with Lauren to where he understands that you're like this safe space where he can, you know, work out his issues or talk about things with you, but also that you really want to introduce the concept of God to him. Like I had this conversation with another caller recently that who had a chart of a son who was about the same age. And this is just it's something that you want to really kind of teach kids when, or, you know, teenagers when they're, you know, at a certain point of life that they need to be introduced to this because the alternative is that they personally get damaged and affected in really negative or horrible ways. We don't want that to happen. So let's try to create like what I call a karma sink here, create some good karma through his actions by connecting him to a higher power. I think that that's someplace where Lauren could really benefit right now. And you know, honestly, he really is just going through teenage things right now. And a lot of it's like love related. It's just like a lot of, you know, like high school love BS that just goes away all the time. Yeah. And
yes.
So
it's high, it's, It is a lot of high school stuff, and he lives with his father, and I don't think he and his father have a good rapport. He's kind of rebel against his father, and I actually told his father that he need a purpose in his life. A child that stage, maybe he need a job. He need to do something, if nothing but the grocery store bagging groceries. But his father don't want him to work. So he does. He does have an anger problem issue. But you know, at the age now, he told me I took him out for his birthday on Monday, and we had dinner and I shopped for him, and you know, the whole bit, and he said that he's going through that phase where it's about girls now, and so and I thought, yeah, that's the phase that we all go through, boys and girls. So and his schoolwork, I don't think he really have no interest in that. It's just about having a good time.
Yeah, because he's
let him know that you're his friend. Like, truly, I think he would benefit from that. Like, he doesn't have enough of an emotional sounding board or network to really kind of rely on. Like, this is somebody who could truly slip through the cracks because, you know, like, somebody didn't step up to the plate. And that would be really unfortunate, and I wouldn't want to see that for anybody. Like, we're at a spot right now in Lauren's life that we can still step in and, you know, show him that there is another way, that there is another choice. It doesn't have to be all this dark, terrible stuff that he thinks he needs to get into, because that's just delusional. That's just, you know, a self-imposed prison that we don't really need to have. So I think that if you just make yourself known and say, hey, you know, if you ever want to go out and like watch a movie or, you know, go to the park or do something together, and like, I would love to do that, and I can come and pick you up, and you know, just however you have to work that out, just make yourself be his friend. You know, I think he would love that.
Yeah. But usually, when my daughter scoops over and pick him up, and you know, they go places, he come by. It's just like he ready to go home. He ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. You didn't want to stay? Nope. You don't want to spend the night? Nope. He ready to go home. You said
let
medicine.
Him go home.
Now
let
his,
him go
his
home.
Father, honey.
Let him go home, honey.
Yeah,
at this
I do.
Point,
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But
just give him every reason
father,
to want to come back. He will.
Yeah, I know. His father's ex-girlfriend, he's very close to her, and he spends times over at her house. Now, she's into medicine. She is a nurse, I believe, and he spent a lot of time over at her house sometime because she has a son. Maybe he's about 11 or 12, and they kind of hang out together. But and she also has an older son. Maybe he's about 18, 19, 20. I'm not sure. And so I don't know. But he said something to me the other day that he said, boy, he said, the girls, he said, I know I'm pretty, but a guy hitting on me, and I look and I say, I was like, you know, going through those teen years, don't
mm-hmm.
even know who they are. So
yeah, of course. Just hang in there, Grandma. Just hang in there, Grandma.
Mommy?
He'll work his way out of it. Eventually.
Yeah, he'll work his way out of it, like we all had to do.
you know,
we all had to kind of figure it out and, you know, figure it out, yes.
Just reinforce
yes.
your boundaries
yeah, but,
because that's what the important thing here is, him learning that Grandma can be fun and she's all love, but boy, just don't disrespect her. Don't be that to Grandma.
No,
be
he
all
doesn't
good.
Disrespect me. I think he disrespects his father. He don't.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, he'll need to be reminded occasionally, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get overboard with his emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When he comes, you know, and so he may not hurt you, but again, they're just things that you'll want to continue to reinforce.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate he lives so far away. he really doesn't, but he does. He lives in the countryside, and I live in kind of like in the, you know, in a city somewhat.
Yeah.
But it's not that far. It's, I guess, a good half-hour drive. Not that far at all.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's the only child. And I think he get bored too, being the only child in the house.
Yeah, that can definitely be the case.
Yeah.
I understand that personally. So you bet.
Well, Maddie, I am so glad that you called us tonight so that we could have this chat. Be sure to give us a call back in the near future and let us know how it turns out and how it's going.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you soon.
Bye.
Take care. Until next time. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, all right, and we are going to get to our next call here from area code 201. I do want to say hello to Donna and Rosemaria out there listening to us. We are a little bit behind schedule tonight, and hopefully we'll get to you guys real soon here. We'll be back on Sunday at 9:30 for a two-hour slot, so if you'd like to catch up with us then we'll take your call on that show. In the meantime, get off to area code 201. You're on the Uranus Happens Show. May I have your name and date of birth?
Hi, Ernesto. My name is Jackie. My birthday is 1/5/1965.
Perfect. All right. And you've called us before, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that, I'm sorry, what one was your birthday again?
January 5th,
okay.
1965.
And you were born about 2 p.m., right?
Yes, in London, England.
Yeah, got it. Perfect. Now, Jackie, would you like a general reading today, or do you have a question about an issue?
I did have a question, but maybe if I hear a general reading, it might be able to lead me in the right direction.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
Loretta, take it away.
All right, Jackie. So one of the things, so one of the things I pick up immediately was, you know, a big, I guess I want to say the sigh was a big sigh of fatigue, of not indecision, but like a little bit more of a general unknowing about what's in front of you kind of thing. But yet there are things that, you know, you have to make choice, you have to have decisions made by maybe even a certain time frame about some things. And I feel like you're just really in that place of not knowing what the right course of action would be, and maybe even where support would come from, depending upon what it is that you are looking at. I feel like you do have a stressful either work environment or a relationship with somebody, because the fatigue that I feel is more than just general malice. There's the physical fatigue and tired going on. And it's pulling on you emotionally. So I would say if you're looking at what's to come, depending upon what this decision may be, My feeling is to say to you, I feel like if you push for what you want with what's to come, you may be surprised and get it. So I'm going to leave it at that, because honestly, I don't know what direction that, because I think what one choice does is it opens up a lot more decision to need to be made. And that's going to happen no matter what choices you make initially. You're still going to have to make a decision on other things. So hopefully Ernesto can give you or me some kind of clarity on what I'm trying to say with more specific information.
Okay,
and
sure. Let me take a look at this.
Yeah.
Jackie, now, mm-hmm. question, is the reason that you're calling today, like, you were sort of on the fence, like, maybe you had a question, but then you decided to get a general reading instead. So that tells me, as, you know, the person who's taking the call, that you've got lots of going on right now, and you're not really sure where you want to start. So big question to you is, is the reason for your call today, was it motivated because of some issue that happened at work? Or is this a work-related issue?
Work is always a factor because the environment is extremely toxic and challenging. But mm-hmm. I still have to do what I have to do. Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about leaving your current job?
I'm thinking about retiring as soon as I can. Which is about a year out, but I still got a lot of creativity in me. But it's challenging. I love what I do. I just don't love the environment that I'm always placed in. And it does affect my personal time and life. But I have to, you know, do what I need to do to pay my bills. And, you know, outside of work, there are challenges within my family, and most of the time, it still goes back to my work. I still have to do some work from home. Like, I'm always being pulled. I'm being pulled at work in a million and one directions, and then when I come home, I'm being pulled. But that's been the story of my life, and I'm trying to figure out when is it going to stop when people allow me just to be me.
Mm. Ernesto, what would you tell her when she says, when is it going to stop?
So I'm going to say this, you know, like, you first started out with saying that you're thinking about retiring within like the next 12 months or so. Absolutely, yes, this is the time to do that. So, like, you're getting ready to kind of wind things down as far as like career and working are concerned. And, you know, like, you could honestly rip off the Band-Aid today if you had to and, you know, just go back to dealing with your family stuff, you know, like, because that's a full-time job in and of itself, right? And, you know, you could do mm-hmm. it if you wanted to, but truth be told, the reality of the situation is the fact that you're going to keep working for this company only because the mental health break from all of your family stuff, that's, you know, even though you essentially take a mental health break to enter a toxic work environment, it's still a mental health break regardless. So that's one of the reasons why I do it. And also because, as you stated, that, you know, you have other creative endeavors that you'd like to work on, and you having a job means that you can actually afford take care of those needs so you can, like, buy classes or lessons or whatever you need to do. I mean, let your employer pay for your education in your retirement years. I mean, like, that's one of the reasons why I worked in a call center for so long, so much longer than what I expected, was because I thought, hey, the more time I spend here, then I can invest it in my show and buy new equipment and get all of that stuff ready to go. And so that's where we are. So my employer paid for this show, essentially. And it would be great if your employer could do the same for you with all of the things that you'd like to get yourself into in retirement. And I think that, you know, you are probably just going to get pissed one day and walk away and say, you know, I said I was going to do it on this date on my calendar, but I just can't do it. No, sorry. That's it. Like, it's just going to be abrupt, and you're going to say that's it, and you're never going to look back. You will be really happy with that decision. And it is coming up, like, the next 12 to 18 months that you're just going to put the focus back on yourself, and you know, you won't be as disturbed by all of this minutia that you just can't keep up with.
And it is minutia, and it's so sad because I'm in education, and it's stifling, and it's like a mouse in a maze.
You know, you know what I'm going
to
tell you.
I love to do what I do. I love to do what I do. I just said it was, the environment was different. But I just recently changed the location, which is smaller, and it's closer mm-hmm. to home, which is very convenient because I think last time I spoke to you, you did mention that something was going to draw me closer to home when my focus needs to be at home, and my husband did get sick. So basically, you know, my job is very important now because
you know, I'm more of the person that he's leaning on instead of vice versa. And, you know, you have to compromise and you have to be there for your spouse. I'm looking forward to physically moving, and I do need my job for the credit that I'm going to need to, you know, do the necessary repairs and move forward. So I'm not just going to walk, but I am planning my exit, and I do expect them to pay for some things before I go.
Get all of your medical stuff, get your shingles shot, you know, do all of that stuff while you still have health insurance. Because when you lose the health insurance through your employer, if you even get it at all, it's going to suck when you have to go back on public assistance. And then all of the features that you could have had taken care of, but you just didn't have the time for, that's all thrown out the window now.
No, I'm not going to let that happen. But I retired with the, you know, retired at the right time. My health insurance is supposed to be covered.
Well, that's great to hear. That's unusual. Like, most companies don't even care about you after you retire or walk away. So that's really great that you're going to have that as a backup. And you will always stay busy, even though you may not be working on payroll. You will always be doing something that's going to feel like a full-time job. So, you know, Jackie is always just in persistent hustle mode. That's who you are. So, I mean, like, even though, you know, if we say like one to 1.5 years, it's going to get better, that you can focus on you. That is all true, and you can still focus on you. It's just that you're not going to be so pulled in a million different directions. You're only going to be pulled in 900,000 directions. So that's going to feel so much better for you.
Now, can you ask handle 10?
I can have what?
You can handle 10, but after that, it gets a little much.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Because I'm dealing with other people's problems that they don't want to deal with on their own. And, I mean, we got to do what we have to do. But, you know, I could walk in a room and I could just make a move, and then all of a sudden, like, I just see walls going up left to right, you know, attitudes. And I'm like, so we're supposed to be trying to do this, trying to do that. So it's like I got to shrink myself just to get along. Like, I got to. Hold it in, just to move forward, you know?
Mm-hmm. Jackie, one last piece of advice for you here that I'm taking a look at in your chart. If you're watching our YouTube stream, I put some orange squares on the screen, and that's in relation to this question that's in your chart about you out in the world right now. So the orange squares, that's going to refer more to your money situation. That's very simply put, fortune through misfortune. So it's kind of like, you may drop $5 walking down the street, and so you're really upset about that, but somewhere in the process, you find another 20, or, you know, something else happens to your despair that you would never normally do, but you're only doing this because you're upset, then you end up profiting and coming out ahead. So, like, this is going to be a thing for you, and a trend over the next, I want to say next few months, at least until the end of the year, that you're going to feel like you're bleeding money out the sides. And that's to be expected. That is very normal for you. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, you can put a cap on all of that excessive spending because it's really tempting and it makes you feel good. And I'm not going to necessarily say one way or the other if it's bad or good in your case, because that's a separate question. But what I am going to say is that, you know, that if you just feel like that money is always a part of your life every single day and it's becoming exhausting, then just walk away from it. It doesn't have to be. Don't give it that power. That, you know, you can just focus on yourself so that way, you know, you don't have to be drawn in so many different directions. That's one less direction that we have to pull you in now.
Okay.
Well, Jackie, great to have you on the show. Be sure to give us a call back and let us know how it turns out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was great to have you. Until next time, be sure to catch up. Take care. Good night.
Thank you.
Now, I do want to say thank you to all of our subscribers that came out to listen to our show tonight. I see Lisa, we have you on the line listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Donna and Rose Maria, also great to have you guys. We will be back on Sunday morning for a two-hour show at at noon. So it's going to be Sunday afternoon. We've changed that time slot. So we're at 12 p.m. noon, Arizona or Mountain Standard Time, depending on where you're at. That'll be for a 2-hour show, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's a new thing on Sundays now. And then we'll also be back next Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. I do apologize to everybody on our Facebook page that there were some issues with the Restream.io tool that I used to get that all over there. That just kind of blew up on me. But, hey, it's Mercury retrograde. For all other things Uranian astrology, be sure to check out www.eastrologer.net. And Veretta, you can get in touch with her at verettavision.com. Thanks so much, everybody. It was for real, and we will catch you guys next time. Thanks, as always. It was a pleasure.
Always, always. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy. Good luck and good night.